This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. She grew up in Durham, North Carolina. He is from Stratfordshire, England, and they met on the streets, busking. They've been making what they call British Americana music for 2 years now, inspired by singers who range from Joni Mitchell to the Cranberries. Alicia Best and Robert Jackson are known as A Different Thread, and they are joined today by Bertie Baird on vocals and Kaya Wells on mandolin. Welcome to both of you. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Alicia, let's start with you, because first of all, I know that you play the ukulele, which I've just, you know, introduced myself to, so that's a cool thing. But tell us how you and Robert met, because you were off traveling. I mean, you started traveling, and that's where you sort of picked up the bug for music?
I did. Well, I had been in a band here locally before called Bevel Summers as a backup singer and a couple other projects. And then when I quit those musical projects, I decided I needed to accompany myself. So I picked up the baritone ukulele and I started traveling. And about 2 years into traveling, I'd been mostly down in Mexico and Central America. I then, some friends of mine convinced me to go over to Ireland, and I was busking in the streets in Galway, and Robert passed by and tipped his hat, and I had my instrument still in its case. And then later I walked by where he was playing my instrument again, back in its case. And he said, "Oh, a fiddle, come play with us." And I said, "It's a ukulele."
Were you just trying to make time, or did you not know that it was a fiddle?
I mean, it looks just like a violin, really, in its case.
Yeah, kind of, or a viola.
In the case.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk about that first moment, Robert, when you actually just started playing music together on the street corner.
Well,
what was that like?
We were in Galway, which is famous for its musical history. And there's a lot of high-quality musicians playing in the street there. And so I was always on the lookout to see who else was playing opposite me, because, you know, you've got to check out the competition, right? And I'd seen Alicia earlier that day, and she walked past me the second time, and really it felt like instinct to just say, "Hey, do you want to sing?" And as soon as we started singing, our voices clicked, and we said, "Hey, we should keep doing this."
It felt like we'd been practicing or something.
Really?
You know, it just very naturally fit together. And now that we have been practicing, it sounds pretty good,
it
too.
It actually doesn't work anymore. So we're breaking up, and I thought we'd announce it here today. No, not true. They're still together, and we will prove to you that they sound even better than they did on Galway, because you didn't hear them there. So let's hear them now. Would you sing a song?
Thank yes.
You.
Here they put a new light up by the cracking on 54. I'm back in North Carolina, but it don't feel like home. And I don't wanna be living in the past. It seems the past is catching up. They say times are changing. They say time heals all wounds. I've got these ghosts, and change can't come too soon. Carolina, come too soon. Built up the city skyline, but we're not learning. It wasn't long ago we saw the crosses burning. Sure, I wanna say that we come a long way, but we got a lot of catching up. They say times are changing. They say time heals all wounds. I've got these ghosts and change. Just like James, I hear the highway calling me. I know I'm already gone. Never sounds as sweet when I say. haunting the courthouse, it still says to our boys in gray. You say it's history, but sure seems to me that history is catching up. You say times are changing. You say time heals all wounds. I've got these ghosts. Change can come too soon. Carolina, come to, oh, Carolina, oh, Carolina, oh, Carolina, come to
Carolina's song. They're called A Different Thread. Alicia Best and Robert Jackson, joined today by Bertie Baird on vocals and Kaya Wells on the mandolin. They're going to be performing Sunday night at Saxapaha at Eddie's Pub, and then they're going to be at Isis Music Hall in Asheville on May 17th. Great song. So here's the story that you meet as buskers, you travel the world, and the song is right here in North Carolina. That's the thing that moves you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about that song.
Yeah, I started writing it last fall when I was visiting home, and I was seeing some of the changes that were happening, including these huge condos that are happening here in Durham. And we were just talking earlier about how this area still smelled like tobacco when we were kids. Not to say that that was the best thing either, but that there have been a lot of changes, and I've been seeing some of them seem to be moving in the right direction, and some of them seem to be moving in directions that I can't quite figure out why it's happening. And there's a lot of, we played at the Kraken last night, which I mentioned in the song, with Jonathan Bird, who's doing a Shake Sugary thing over there, which is every Wednesday night they're playing music there. And above the stage now it says, this is paradise. And I had this feeling again last night where, with the history of that place and with the history of North Carolina and looking around at all the other white faces in that room, I go, not yet.
Yeah.
This is not paradise yet, the Kraken. You have a long way to go.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's a thing that we can kind of lose quickly and you know, easily when things feel kind of progressive, but
yeah,
they're changing, and we notice who's being pushed out.
We haven't
and who's
won.
Who's moving in.
We haven't won the battles yet.
A little bit of that. Well, Robert, you're from the UK and also a world traveler. I wonder what kind of music moves you in the sense that, I mean, here's a song that's anchored in home, but a sense of returning to home. Do you tend to write songs about wandering and being on the road? Or?
Yeah, definitely it comes into it.
Yeah,
a lot of what I write about seems to have this duality to it, where I enjoy leaving home very much because you've got the exciting prospect of a new place, but then coming back and seeing those faces again is a wonderful feeling. And so I guess I'm inspired by songs that tackle that kind of feeling of being torn between wanting to go and wanting to stay.
Which ties into our next song.
Perfectly ties into this next song, which I wrote when I started to travel New York for the first time and realized that I found myself there. I didn't have a plan. I was supposed to be there with a friend and he couldn't make it. So I kind of had to take a risk and follow my instinct, and that's where this song came about.
Well, let's hear it, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this town, nothing's changed. In fact, you look just the same. Same old demons knocking at your door. But in this room, between these walls, there lies something more. Something simple and familiar. Something pure. And all my friends are all made up. I mean, they found their look. But a lucky man still has a price to pay.
Tell me, what is it I'm supposed to say? Should I live this life day by day? Or maybe I should risk it on a whim. Over in New York, they're in turmoil. In London, got the blues. But in this room, there's a friend that I could use. But all my friends are all made up. Yeah, someone filled their cup. And I'm staring down an empty glass again. Singing, what is it I'm doing here? Must be time to face my fear. Or maybe I should risk it on a whim. On a whim. On a whim. Can't you hear it calling in the wind? On a whim. On a whim. Can't you hear it call again? Yeah, maybe I'll just risk it on a whim.
A different thread. Alicia Best and Robert Jackson here on The State of Things. Joined by Bertie Barrett on vocals, Kaya Wells on the mandolin. They're going to be performing Sunday night at Saxe Bahaw at Eddie's Pub and the Isis Music Hall in Asheville on May 17th. And, of course, we've got all that at our website, stateofthings.org. Another great song. Is there a difference for you in playing in a situation like this? You're in a studio or recording a set and the sidewalk. I mean, when you're doing busking, is that a whole different performance energy? Let's start with you, Robert.
Yeah, the context of your performance for me is going to dictate the way I feel when I play, and the energy changes. Well, what I've been trying to do recently is to combat that with putting on my best show no matter where I am. And so
I want to press you on that, because it seems to me if you're in a recording studio and you're thinking about this record and you're saying, I get it right now, let's try that one more time, I try this different chord change, you're on the street corner and people are just walking past you and not paying any attention. Is it that would seem to me harder to keep it all together than when they're just walking past indifferent to what you're doing?
I guess for me, I'm working on incorporating that energy I have to put out there when I'm on the street performing, because in order for someone to not just walk by, you have to catch them. And to have that same energy, maybe slightly toned down, but that same energy when you're in front of an audience or especially trying to bring that raw energy into a studio is something that I really strive to do.
Well, I want to leave you time to play us out, but I want to thank you very much for being on the show and welcome home. And I know you'll be on the road again. A Different Thread is Alicia Best and Robert Jackson, accompanied by Bertie Baird on vocals and Kaya Wells on the mandolin. A Different Thread's going to perform Sunday night at Eddie's Pub in Saxe Bahaw. Also going to be in Asheville on May 17th at Isis Music Hall. And we have all of that information at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Widarski helped out today, as he always does on Fridays. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio, and once again, A Different Thread.
Headlights on the highway, I saw her by the side of the road. She said her name was Charlotte, She's traveling with a heavy load. I knew I had to have her. I knew she was mine. She climbed up beside me. We headed for the county line. Guess I never saw her coming. Charlotte, there's blood and oil on my hands. Charlotte, I sold you to another man. The first time she kissed me, lightning crossed the sky. Bare feet on the dashboard, torment in my mind. Charlotte, forgive me, I thought you were mine. Oh, forgive me, I thought that you were mine. Guess you never saw me coming. Charlotte, there's blood and oil on my hand. Charlotte, I sold you to another man. We broke down in Emory, I couldn't pay the price. Took to drinking whiskey, get luck on my side. My cards on the table.